Hello, my wonderful grungy flannel t-shirt wearing Doc Martin stomping friends. Welcome to the 7th episode of The Grungeon. You're joined by me, Donny Mazafari, and I'm going to dedicate this podcast in particular to one of my favourite grunge bands. This is awesome, okay? This is a show just for the legends that are Pearl Jam. That's right, you're gonna jam with some pearls around your neck alongside, you know, your flannel shirts and things. But yes, I really hope that you enjoyed this podcast. And sorry I've been so lazy, you know, what with deadlines and, you know, the SUs, so many things going on. That's why I've got no excuses, really, being a bit silly. Right, so let's kick this one off. So this is the awesome, the epic, Alive by Pearl Jam.
This is URN.
And that was the rather wonderful Alive by Pearl Jam. Now that is taken from their debut album 10. And for me, this is perhaps one of their best albums, in the top three for sure. I love this record. It's got great tracks in there. So as I was saying, 10 is the debut studio album by American rock band Pearl Jam, who are part of the Seattle scene, part of the grunge movement, and this was released August the 27th, the day before my parents' anniversary, in 1991, so yes, the same year of the anniversary, and it'll be the 25th one this year. Oh my gosh, that's wonderful. Anyway, so this was released through Epic Records. The original lineup has stayed throughout, you know, I think they formed in 1989, so they have the same formation, which is just brilliant. And Vedder, come on, he is perhaps one of the greatest, best ever vocalists. It's a very instrumentally, you know, huge grunge album, and I think this was the album that actually brought alternative rock, so not just grunge, into the mainstream. And actually, this album was perhaps heavily criticized. Pearl Jam as a band were heavily criticized for being a band that perhaps were just, you know, part jumping on the grunge bandwagon. And because they had the relevant sound, obviously, you know, they gained in popularity quite quickly. This album, I think, has crossed the 10 million mark in regards to sales, and yeah, it's like 13 times platinum or something, which is a crazy statistic, whatever. Anyway, so and it's perhaps their most successful album of all albums that they have recorded and released, and a personal favourite of mine. It's just a brilliant, brilliant album. I think musically, on the whole, it just encapsulates what Pearl Jam. It's that kind of youthful exuberance, just musical mastery. It's just fantastic. And I actually don't think that it was just a bandwagon type band. I mean, okay, you could say Stone Temple Pilots were, but I disagree about Pearl Jam. I think that they did bring a lot to the grunge scene, and of course bring it to the mainstream, which is not a bad. You can hear a lot of old kind of classic 80s hair metal within their music, as well as like Alice in Chains. So it's kind of bringing back old genres and bringing them forward to a newer audience. And I think they were one of the grunge bands that were more accessible and helped introduce a younger audience to, you know, old past great genres. So yeah, shout out to Pearl Jam. So the next song I'm going to be playing to you is a personal favourite, and I have this pun, and you can see it on my Facebook bio, which is listen to Pearl Jam and you'll be better, man. So this is Better Man by Pearl Jam, and it's from, I think, their third album, Vitalogy. Have a listen.
Watching the clock, it's 4 o'clock. It's got to stop. Tell him, take no more. She practices her speech as he opens the door. She rolls over, pretends to sleep as he looks her over. She lies and says she's in love with him. Can't find a better man. She dreams in colors, she dreams in red. Can't find a better man. Can't find a better man. Can't find a better man.
So that was the wonderful Better Man by Pearl Jam. It's just like such a lovely, soothing song. And there's actually a guitar and organ-only version of the song, which I actually prefer. I think it's very beautiful. I like to listen to it. It's just very calming. So yes, as I was saying, it is their third studio album by American rock band Pearl Jam. This one was released in November in 1994 through the same record company, Epic Records. And mostly, this album was... Well, the whole thing was written and recorded during their tour for the second album, Versus, or VS, which was released in 1993. So it was released not shortly after, actually, so quite quick. So the music, I would say, on this record is more diverse as it is experimental. There's a song on there called Bugs, and it's kind of like a... It's almost quite poetic, discordant, incongruous sort of violin music. And it heavily reminded me of Venus in Furs by the Velvet Underground. So there were some kind of alternative folk feels I felt throughout that song in particular. And actually throughout the record, yeah, I just think Vitalogy is just a hidden gem amongst all the albums that Pearl Jam have released, because... For me, it was when they really branched out and experimented with their sound. And I think after that, they really just kind of stood by what they're good at. And they've just stuck with, you know, alternative rock. So they are pioneers, I'd say, of the alternative rock sound. Well, of the bands that did come out of the grunge scene. So as it stands, the band have 10 albums out. Their last release was in 2013 with Lightning Bolt. That was a particularly good album, actually, so I really recommend that one. So yeah, their first album was called 10, and they currently have 10 on their Discovery. Haha. Anyway, thank you very, very much for listening in on The Grungeon with me, Donny Mazafri. I hope that you have an excellent Easter break, and definitely tune in after the break, where I will be taking you through the history of grunge, taking it right back to when it first began, the bands that perhaps kind of instigated the movement, and just give you kind of a little history kind of trip. So yes, thank you very much for listening. I'm Donny Mazafri, and this is the Grungeon Podcast on URN's After Dark. Have a good one, guys.
This is
University
Radio Nottingham.